Our Milky Way solar system began as small pieces of star-created gas and dust. They came together to form the Sun, the Earth, and other planets, and life as we know it. But not all the dust was used, and what remains can be dangerous. Scientists are studying this dust with a student-designed instrument on the American Space Agency's New Horizons spacecraft. The agency is busy collecting information from the spacecraft this week in the first ever flyby of Pluto. David James is a research assistant at the University of Colorado. Our reporter found him in one of the university's laboratories on a recent day. He was inspecting the settings on a room-size machine.
And that's one of the cryo pumps. You have to continuously pull this air out, otherwise it will leak up to atmosphere again.
Those pumps take air from a tunnel or passageway. The process helps scientists make dust on Earth move as fast as it would in space.
We've even reached 107 kilometers per second as our fastest particle here.
The tests may help scientists learn what causes dust to be created in space. It may also help them design spacecraft and equipment that cannot be hurt by dust. David James says he became interested in space more than 10 years ago when he was studying physics in graduate school. A friend told him about the Student Dust Counter Project.
She said, you know, I'm working on this project that's really neat and has a lot of real-world applications, and then, you know, it's eventually going to be launched into space.
Tiffany Finley was also a graduate student when she began working on the Dust Counter Project in 2002.
This opportunity came up, and I said, what, you're going to Pluto? I would love to be part of that.
The dust counter was designed to measure and count the dust that hit and flew by the New Horizons spacecraft as it traveled to Pluto. Tiffany Finley says such a device would usually be created by experts.
And as a student project, it's one of the first where students actually got to build hardware on the mission.
She later became the manager of the Dust Project. Today, Ms. Finley is the science operations manager for the New Horizons mission. Mihaly Horyanyi is a professor of physics at the University of Colorado. He also serves as the faculty advisor for the Student Dust Counter Project. He says the counter did not cost as much money as it would have if a company built it, because so many students were involved. More than 30 students have worked on the project.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition and liftoff of NASA's New Horizons spacecraft on a decade-long voyage to visit the planet Pluto and then beyond.
The Student Dust Counter was launched with the New Horizons spacecraft in 2006. Six devices on the almost 5 billion kilometer long journey were designed to stay quiet during the trip. Now they are operating. They are sending color pictures back to Earth and studying Pluto's chemical makeup. But the Student Dust Counter has been operating throughout the trip. Professor Horyanyi says dust counters help researchers better understand space dust, including the problems it may cause for space travelers. Even the smallest particles of dust can be harmful.
100-micron-sized particles like the thickness of your hair, if they ever hit the spacecraft at 10, 15 kilometers per sec, that's an end-of-mission event. It's over. It will puncture a hole. It will destroy the mission.
After a planned 5-month-long exploration of Pluto, most scientific instruments on New Horizon will stop operating. But the spacecraft itself will continue flying past the edge of our solar system, and the Student Dust Counter will keep on counting. I'm Jim Tedder.